If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
If you tune in to the mainstream media right now, the story is that Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are running neck and neck. And in every single swing state, they're within the margin of error. Less than a point separates them to about a point in each of these swing states, the seven critical ones. Over the weekend, the mainstream media fed their sheeple this narrative. Kamala Harris has miraculously recovered. Yep, she's back up a few points ahead of Donald Trump. That's according to an ABC Ipsos poll, which had the left rejoicing on X that she was gaining her momentum exactly when she needed it. Oh, and black people, and particularly black men, they suddenly love her again. Which is weird, because as recently as September, she was doing historically poorly with the black vote, winning in the NAACP's own poll with Harvard Harris, so they paid for it, just 63% of the black vote. That compares to 87% that Joe Biden got and 95% that Barack Obama got. But over the weekend, the word was jubilant. From at least using the ABC Ipsos poll, Her Highness is now doing better than Joe Biden with black voters. Huh? But none of that matches, that narrative matches what we're seeing on the ground. Just as an example, Charlotte Observer, black voter turnout down dramatically in NC so far. Is that a bad sign for the Democrats? How down are we talking? Well, this time in 2020, black voters had cast 207,000 more ballots than they have right now. That's a deficit of 207,000 more ballots in 2020 than now. That's a drop, they say, of almost 40%. Does that sound like the ABC Ipsos poll? No, it actually sounds more like what Kamala Harris said over the weekend when she was caught accidentally on a hot mic talking to the crazy-eyed governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. They didn't realize that the microphone was on when Kamala Harris told her they were having a problem with men. Not so, it shows, at least in this polling. But these polls are weird. They bear no resemblance to what's going on the ground in the only place that matters, which is the swing states. Take Arizona and Nevada, for instance, where Democrats easily won early voting in 2020. This year, Republicans are winning, and by a lot. 40% of the ballots cast in Nevada so far in early voting were Republican, just 35% Democrat. In Arizona, 42% of the ballots cast so far were by Republicans, 35% by Democrats. That is a sea change from 2020. Attorney General candidate for North Carolina, Dan Bishop, came on the show this morning with the latest numbers out of North Carolina, another swing state. And get this, in early voting, Democrats are down 350,000 statewide over where they were in 2020. And Republicans are punching about even with where they were, meaning last time, Democrats overwhelmingly won early voting in North Carolina. Trump went on to win the state, but Democrats tend to vote early more than we do, meaning actually this time it's dead tied, 34-34. These would seem to be bad indicators for Her Highness, but they're not showing up in national polling or polling of swing states, which they keep telling us has these two dead on or with Kamala having an advantage, at least nationally, and Trump and Kamala in the margin of error in every single swing state. Now, it could be that it's going to flip this year, that Democrats, for some reason, just aren't going to vote early like they usually do. They're going to vote on Election Day. But polls aren't telling us that either. Rasmussen, one of the few pollsters I largely trust, did a poll and found out that 50% of Republicans are planning to vote on Election Day versus just 39% of Democrats. Anyway, the weird pattern even continues in Pennsylvania, which I've always thought was going to be hard for us to win. Early voting in Pennsylvania, 59% of those voting early are Democrats. Just 30% are Republicans. That would seem to be bad news, but it's actually significantly better than it was in 2020 when Trump lost the state by just 81,000 votes, which is not a lot for such a big state. In 2020, 64% of early voters were Democrats in Pennsylvania. This year, it's just 59%. And in 2020, 23% of early voters were Republican. This year, it's just shy of 31%. So those are big gains. So, I mean, if you're a Democrat listening to the mainstream media, you're in pins and needles. You think this is a 50-50 race, and you won't be at all surprised if she wins after, I don't know, what, 4 days of counting? Yeah, Maricopa County in Arizona, they're actually saying it's going to be 14 days of counting. We won't know for 2 weeks who won the election. That's always bad news, folks. Once we start counting and the counting runs over in Democrat-controlled counties, we always lose, bar none, 100% of the time. But anyway, if you're a Democrat or just anyone getting their news from mainstream media, it won't seem strange at all to you if she pulls off a sudden win. And from there, it only gets stranger. Take a listen to this warning. It's called a JIB, J-I-B, put out by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. According to them, violence is coming. And the perpetrators of this violence will be people who think they lost their side, lost the election due to fraud, and that this violence won't stop. In fact, it's expected to go all the way up to the inauguration. That's like oddly specific. The violence will be done, they say, by people who don't trust the system, election workers, election outcomes. I'll play it for you.
CBS News has obtained a joint intelligence bulletin from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security highlighting the threat of domestic extremism ahead of the election. The report reads in part, quote, domestic violent extremists with election-related grievances such as the perception of election fraud or anger towards perceived political adversaries pose the most likely threat of extremist violence to election-related targets.
Friday, President Biden indicated that he could not guarantee that the 2024 election would be peaceful. That is a shocking statement. It also noted that this violence could persist at least through January 20th, 2025, the date of the inauguration. So overall, a very startling picture, and the need for vigilance is certainly warranted, Lana.
Exactly whose voters are they talking about? This either sounds like they're setting up the steel and they're getting ready to have to put down what might actually be a pretty violent rebellion on our side, or they're talking about their voters who've been whooped into a frenzy thinking they're headed into a Hitlerian regime. I don't know, but I do know this. The steel is afoot again in Pennsylvania, and it is going down the exact way it did in Michigan. And the fact that the mainstream media is blacking out a pretty sizable investigation in Pennsylvania into thousands of fraudulent registrations tells you who's behind it. If it was us or they thought it was us, this would be story number one today. It'd be topic A. It's nowhere. I'll tell you all about it on the other side. And long-term listeners, by the way, of the Battleground America podcast know it's happened before. But first, I want to thank PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast and making this possible. I also want to thank them for the 29 pounds that I've lost. And folks, I am so confident in this system that I know I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to Christmas, that I know in January, I'll still be a size six. I've managed to keep my weight off for almost 2 years now. And it was so easy to get it off in the first place. And believe me, I've lost the same 15 to 20 pounds so many times before. I really am qualified to judge how easy it was. Look, I have no problem losing weight as long as I'm not hungry. This is the first eating plan I wasn't hungry on. But the power of it really is in the maintenance phase. Everyone I know who's done this has now kept the weight off for at least a year. Lee is running on almost 3 years. To find out more, go to myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you, myphdweightloss.com. You could do it from any state in the nation, myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. So regular listeners of this podcast know we've dug in deep to the voter fraud that happened in Michigan. I'm pretty sure they stole Michigan using it. There was an organization called GBI Strategies that had its headquarters right next door to the Democrat Party headquarters. Well, one of its employees walked into the Muskegon County Board of Elections with 10,000 voter registrations. One problem. There were only 5,000 unregistered adults in the county. Yeah, the county clerk immediately knew something was wrong and began going through them, called the police in when it was clear some of them were fraudulent, and it went from there. Police found reason to keep investigating. In fact, the investigation rapidly spread to multiple other counties, and they formed a joint state police task force to go after GBI Strategies. And while the state task force was investigating, they found that this was actually part of a national voter fraud network run out of Democrat circles with Democrat money, and it was operational in almost all the swing states and, weirdly, South Carolina, which is not a swing state, but they were operational here. And what happened to it? That was in 2020, right? Well, the FBI swooped in out of nowhere, took all of the evidence, said they were investigating, and walked off with it, never to be seen again. In fact, they kept this investigation so under wraps just to get the police report about it. The state GOP had to sue and go through a FOIA lawsuit, which is ridiculous. Police reports are some of the most public documents in our country. That's the level to which the FBI locked this down. At the end of this podcast, I'm going to attach this link to headline, Nestle FBI silent in face of obvious voter fraud discovery by clerks. And so this is from the state legislature, February 14, 2024. And they're writing to the FBI going, what, you disappeared. This is Attorney General Dana Nessel, who's a Democrat, and FBI Director Christopher Rangel. You guys disappeared all of the evidence. We haven't heard anything since. Smith, the clerk, says, as a former clerk, I can confidently say these registrations were put in the voter file so someone could falsify absentee ballots. I spent months asking our attorney general and FBI director for answers, but they remain silent. So that's the FBI cover up, right? And these registrations came in at the last minute to file so that you could then turn around and get absentee ballots, right? It just happened again in Pennsylvania. Same identical pattern. If you watch mainstream...
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Media, you'd have no idea about the bombshell press conference that took place end of week by the district attorney of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Someone, it turns out, had turned in 2,500 ballots in Lancaster, about 60% of which were fake. One problem, once the investigation by the police started, it quickly stretched into two other counties. I'll play you the press conference. Every moment of it is hair-raising. But first, you should know why they even had a press conference in this county. It's because it's a Republican county. The head of the Board of Elections is a Republican. The board is dominated by Republicans. Here's the press conference. It details how they were doing this. And notice one thing in here, okay? This isn't just an employee trying to get paid for canvassing. You would have needed next level information to do this. Because in some of these fraudulent applications, correct Social Security numbers were included that matched the address and the voter. Your average $12 an hour canvasser doesn't have that. This is a higher level operation. Also included, refiled voter registration for people who had been registered, left the state, filed with the post office, you know, change of address, and didn't move back. And yet they were re-registered in their own names. So this is somebody who wasn't just making up names and addresses. This is somebody who had next level ability to go, hey, we're going to find out who moved out of Pennsylvania. We'll refile their voter registration for them. They'll never know. And then we'll vote for them. Okay, listen to the press conference.
Good morning, everyone. District Attorney Heather Adams. On Tuesday afternoon, I was contacted by Krista Miller, who is our Chief Clerk of Elections, regarding potentially fraudulent voter registration applications that had recently been received by her office. At that time, she informed me that the elections office received approximately 2,500 applications at or near the deadline for registering to vote. While preparing to process these applications, staff noticed that numerous applications appeared to have the same handwriting, were filled out on the same day, and some were previously registered voters, and the signatures on file did not match the signatures on the application. Lancaster County detectives began investigating the voter registration applications and immediately found applications that were indeed fraudulent. Indicators of fraud included false personal identification information, as well as false names. A number of the applications also contained names that did not match the provided Social Security information. In some cases, applications contained correct personal identification information, such as the correct address, correct phone number, date of birth, driver's license number, and Social Security number. But the individuals listed on the applications informed detectives that they did not request the form, they did not complete the form, and verified that the signature on the form was not theirs. At this point, it is believed that the fraudulent voter registrations are connected to a large-scale canvassing operations for voter registrations that date back to June. However, the majority of the applications received are dated August 15th and after. Those canvassing for voter registrations were employed and paid to obtain voter registration applications. Thus far, of the investigations that we have completed, we have determined that 60% have been fraudulent. That is of the investigations that we've completed. We do have more to do today, and my understanding is that voter registration is still going through the box of 2,500, but should be completed sometime here today. As I said, the investigation is ongoing. We are aware of at least two other counties that receive similar applications that are currently being investigated. At this point, we have confirmed violation of our crimes code as well as our elections code. We have all available detectives working on this. We are all hands on deck so that we can properly assess the validity of these applications in a timely manner.
The DA did not say whether this is a Democrat or Republican-run operation, but notice there it's already spread to three counties. How do you know this was Democrat-run? Because the mainstream media is blacking it out. The state media has barely reported it. If they thought this was Scott Pressler, who's been running the GOP side of this, or Elon Musk's organization, which has also gotten deep into it there with his own voter registration and turnout operation, this would be, you know, grade A front page national news. The fact that it's being blacked out tells you this is the Democrats and they damn well know it. Folks, this means this deal is underway in Pennsylvania. But we are 6 points ahead of where we were in early voting. So where are we now? we got to win it in a landslide, folks. That's where we are. We should have cleaned up the rolls. We should have cleaned up the registration system. I begged them to do it for years. Trump didn't. Ronna Romney McDaniel definitely didn't when she was head of the RNC. Folks, the good news is we could just win this time. Lara Trump came in as co-chair of the RNC and almost immediately filed over 100 lawsuits, which meant that Ronna Romney McDaniel, who you remember the first time she had an opportunity to get a job outside the RNC, went to straight to MSNBC. That shows you who she is. She was doing none of this. She was letting the Democrats run wild, you know, bank all kinds of fake registrations. I mean, it was Katie barred the door. So we're going to have to clean this up, but we got to win first, folks. And this worries me a little bit. We've got more of an upper hand in Pennsylvania than we did. The most obvious path for Trump to win is to win North Carolina, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. Barring that, if he loses Pennsylvania, or more likely given this, has Pennsylvania stolen from him? Because folks, come on. Do you think they're just operating this voter fraud operation out of a small Republican county in the lower southeast of Pennsylvania? Oh, heck no. They're running it out of the bigger counties. What this tells me is they took the risk of doing this in a Republican county because large numbers, bigger numbers than they could get doing it in blue counties alone. In other words, it would have been too obvious. They had to spread it out and take the risk of running it into Republican counties, which would align with what we're seeing in other swing states. You're looking at about a 6-point swing in early voting toward Republicans and away from Democrats on average. That's a lot of votes. This would have to be a large operation. It would have to be spread out. The other good news here is that this is going fast. The district attorney for the county, the head attorney for the county, has already announced her criminal investigation, and that's going to make it harder for them to pull this off. Whoever is doing this, whatever Democrat group is doing, it is a Democrat group is doing this, they're going to be watched like a hawk now. But with the FBI always there to cover up, you never know what's going to happen. Anyway, speaking of Wisconsin, you should know about this, too. Joe Biden won Wisconsin. Well, I use the term won lightly, by about 20,000 votes in 2020, which makes what just happened there really kind of frightening. DeRoy Murdoch has a voter integrity organization operating out of there. He is a contributing editor to National Review, Fox News, contributing editor as well. And they've been watching the voter rolls there. And that's a pretty good idea to be doing because in 2020, 6,800 people voted in Wisconsin who had moved out of state, who had filled out forwarding forms for their mail to be sent to a new out-of-state address. Yet they all requested absentee ballots and somehow voted. Well, it's going on again. So far, 2,700 people who moved out of state, that is verified by their change of address with the U.S. Post Office, have requested ballots be sent to them. That is totally illegal. And another 2,325 were sent to undeliverable addresses not found in the U.S. Postal Service database. Another 7,571 were sent to missing or wrong apartment numbers. I'll tell you how they do those in a minute. 3,400 were duplicate registrations, yet they requested ballots and they were sent out. And then another 10,877 components of those addresses don't match the Postal Service database. So you're thinking, well, okay, the question then becomes who requested these? And if the addresses aren't mailable, how are they getting them? The question is, they're not. Election security expert Jay Valentine says the registrations are at addresses that another official government database, other than the voter roll, says cannot receive ballots. So these mail-in ballots, he says, often wind up they pile up in apartment building mailrooms, in lobbies on the ground, and then they either get picked up, he said, by ballot harvesters who collect them, or they end up at the post office, which we know is profoundly corrupt. The post office has endorsed Kamala Harris. The Postal Workers Union has anyway. Valentine has long believed that these ballots get requested so that they will ultimately end up at the post office, then get picked up and mailed back in. Given all that, these numbers found by Common Sense Elections and StopBogusBallots.com, that's DeRoy Murdoch's operation, are really worrying. Again, this is another situation where we're going to have to win in a landslide to overcome the fraud. How much of a cushion we have to do that in Wisconsin, I don't know, because Wisconsin does not track party registration for early voters. Bottom line, folks, it's still going to be harder for them to do this because they relied on early voting and COVID exemptions to early voting laws so heavily last time. If we can win in a landslide, we may be able to eke this one out. Pray that it's fair, that their attempts to steal this thing are foiled. Because, folks, for a long time in the back of my mind, I've believed this. This election will answer two questions. Number one, can a Republican truly win the presidency anymore? And number two, will the deep state allow the American people to decide who wins elections? Will the Democrat Party, will all these corrupt people allow the American people to decide who wins our elections? I honestly don't know the answer to that question, but I have a feeling by inauguration, we will.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.